that ready, sir.
I art.
We need to confirm that one day. Whether I'm pretty sure that is, and I think that's why we have never checked.
What if it's so dumb and it's just like, I am.
What's happening, everybody, and welcome to Combrosations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have anyway and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below, Sheps. How's it going, bro?
It's going good.
Is it going good because you know of the picture that Tom Welling and Erica Durance posted on Instagram?
Yeah, it's going super.
Super? Yes, there we go. For those of you guys that don't know, Tom Welling is back to play Superman and Erica Durance as well. She's online as well. This is going to be great.
He's not reprising a role. This is the first time he's ever played Superman.
Well, that's the thing. They said reprising a role in the articles like posted
but
by
he
people.
He hasn't.
But he's never played Superman. Very good point.
He never played Superman. What we saw the final clip where he like
takes off his thing and that's it.
And the first scene where he's dreaming and flying.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the closest he ever came to Superman until the very end.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was a pretty perfect arc.
Yes, I think that was pretty perfect.
It was very well done.
But anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. We're here to talk about Kevin Feige producing a movie for LucasArts Films, producing a Star Wars movie specifically, which is fantastic news because he's done such a great thing with the MCU. You're thinking if he can just put that magic into Star Wars, then it's going to be perfect. Also, how J.J. Abrams apparently is rumored to be making the next Superman movie, and there's a whole bunch of rumors about it being...
I was wondering how these all connected there for a minute. Okay,
yeah, it's all in the sort of like superhero vein sort of thing, where like Kevin Feige is associated with superheroes, and then this
superhero super movies, got it, cool,
exactly, that kind of stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Let's start off with Kevin Feige first. Okay. Of all, guys have been writing into our Discord server, which, just like you guys can, if you want to click that link in the description, is an awesome place to be.
Highly recommended, not just because it's our Discord server.
Yeah, there are a lot of gifts of us, but it's not just for that reason. There's also good conversation and we also talk shit about ships. So Kevin Feige, he has been said that he's going to produce a Star Wars movie for Lucasfilms.
Okay,
how excited are you about that?
I'm a little bit confused.
Okay.
Mainly because we've got the Mandalorian and Kenobi shows.
Yes, we do.
I felt like shows was the way they were going to go after this last trilogy.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the end of the Skywalker story.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's next?
That's a very good question. What is next? I mean, and it's beyond our scope to think.
Feige is one of the guys I would give it to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure. If Feige came up to you and said, I want to produce a line of Star Wars movies.
You wouldn't be like, you?
Who the hell are you?
Let me see your CV.
Please, send me in your CV. Just leave it there on the desk. And I'll get to it later.
Just go and busk on the street somewhere, right? So he's the guy I would have do it. Fine, I'm happy with that. I just need to know what the story's going to be. I need to know the very basics. What's the skeleton?
Yeah.
What are we following? If they do my Palpatine origin story...
Oh boy!
Kevin, give me a ring.
Yes, give us a ring.
Join the Discord. You can DM me.
Yeah, I mean, he's already in there.
You can DM me because I have this, The Rise of Palpatine, however you want to say it. That's the movie. Oh, now I'm hyped. Now I'm like getting goosebumps. Yeah. If they did that, that's the way I would go. And it, ironically, the end of the Skywalker, it would be the... Because I said the Skywalker saga is 9 movies and a 10th, which would actually be number 0, which is the start of the Skywalker line. That's the freaking movie I would like him to do. Is he doing a movie or starting a trilogy? Because that's what I want to know as well. How many are they really getting planned? I can only see one additional.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there who do we go with?
There is also the additional one as well that Tyler, the friend of the show, one of the pillars of the Four Pillars community, you guys can check out their links in the description
the
if you want
reason
to. There was the one he was mentioning where it was in between. So it was like when he's become Darth Vader, but he's still a bit conflicted, and then Palpatine is messing with his mind.
You guys should check out that Kill Connor Club episode. I think it's 108.
108, yep.
Tyler and I both had movie ideas for Vader, and it turned out that we had written the beginning and end half of the same movie, basically.
Yep.
It ended up being this weird mesh of like incredible ideas. The only reason I don't think it would be that, which I would love to see, by the way, again, Kevin.
Call us up, bro.
Discord, we'll get Tyler in there, we'll talk about it. Is because they've said they're not doing any more Skywalker stuff.
Yeah, and there was also the news as well of the terrible writers from Game of Thrones.
Oh my god,
DB, what's his name?
D&D, yeah.
Apparently, they were going to be writing the next trilogy.
No, hell
of
no!
This. And I was like, so hold on a minute. You heard the backlash of all of this Game of Thrones stuff, and you went, those guys. Yeah, those the guys I want. And
hell
we were like,
well, no!
But if Kevin Feige is literally leash around the neck and is like, you two. get over here.
Because they did a good job when they were taking the source material from the books.
Yes, when someone else was giving them the direction. Yeah. Someone was like, okay, this is the world, now write the bits in between to fill that out.
Yeah.
That's what they did good at.
Yeah.
But when they were on the last season, when it was, all right, you guys have proven yourself, go wild, go wild.
They're great assistants.
That's really what they are.
Yeah, they're genius level assistants.
Head down to the store and grab me my Funyuns. That's what you're going to do. Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't want to see any young Yoda stuff. As much as I love Yoda, we could do a Mace Windu movie.
I want more of Mace Windu.
Do a Mace Windu movie.
We've seen in episode 3.
Kevin.
Yes.
Boys.
How many times have we called him?
Tweet Kevin. Let him know. Join the Discord. Link's in the description. We got a Mace Windu movie. Me and Tyler got a Darth Vader movie. I got a Sidious movie.
Yeah.
You just need to hit me up. Hit us up.
Yeah.
Boys, make it happen.
Make it happen. Let me kick it over to the Dioganator himself, who wrote a
Diogo, I'm going to change your name on Discord, I swear.
He wrote it up in the Discord server, just like you guys can by clicking that link in the description. He goes, I can see him bringing quality people on to make the movie and give Star Wars the same quality treatment as the MCU. Pretty much like what I was saying in the beginning, where that was, that's pretty much what we're expecting. That's the most exciting aspect of this all, really.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hold on, he's got something, lads. He's
Because I follow, or I used to follow a lot of these Star Wars channels, and they all did these old, like, Sith Legends videos. So you have, like, Darth Revan, Darth Bane, and all these things who are characters that I, because I don't read the books or the comics, they were, like, new to me. That could be a solid series. The question is, how dark do we want to take Star Wars?
Yeah.
Which I'm happy to do.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. I like the dark idea for Tom Welling's Superman. That was my pitch. So I'm cool to do dark.
Is it Disney friendly though?
That's the question. But this The Mandalorian looks very space western, you know?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, that's a good point.
We've got scope here. I'm interested. And I think Diogo's right. He would definitely bring quality people. It's a good pick. For sure.
Let's move over to the next story then, which was the J.J. Abrams possibly directing a Superman sequel. Now, this sort of news is a rumor going around right now. So take it with a pinch of salt. We don't know what's going on. It's either going to be, and again, these are the rumors are everywhere. So it's either going to be a Man of Steel sequel, or it's going to be its own standalone thing.
Fine.
Now that's obvious when you say it like that.
Sure.
But that's
what it's supposed to be. It's either going to be one
a movie
or
not a movie. Yeah, there you go. The idea behind that is that they don't know whether they're going to get Henry Cavill back to play Superman again.
I thought he wasn't going to be. Now's the perfect time to do my Logan version, old man, Superman, jaded, Tom Welling.
If they're going to get rid of him, then it is your perfect time for your movie, right?
Tom, hit me up in the Discord.
However, if you're going to hit anyone up, you're going to hit me up, all right? Fuck this guy. It's interesting because right now, anyway, and I'm sure people thought this before Henry Cavill was cast as Superman.
Yeah.
Who do you see as Superman?
It's a tough one.
Right?
It's really tough. You have to get a guy that's chiseled out of stone, basically.
Basically.
And I said Henry Cavill did an amazing Superman. He's not too great at Clark Kent. Yeah. Tom Welling is good all round. There's not many other people I would pick.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the frustrating part. And if we already have what looks like a great Superman, right?
Yeah.
Then why axe him and start again? I mean, you're already like halfway there with the thing. You just need to come up with a good script.
Like I said, he feels very Superman.
Yeah.
Not too great on the Clark Kent vibe because he's always Superman dressed as Clark Kent.
Yeah. But if they're going to go with a sequel, the sequel would take place after the events of Justice League. If it's going to be a sequel, if it's going to be in that universe, which Clark Kent died in that universe anyway. So that's an excuse not to be Clark Kent.
Sure.
So I guess you can get away from
that. My big worry about that would be that he would then like go off into space.
Brandon Routh.
The story in that movie was he'd come back from his space travels.
Yeah, that was the thing, yeah.
I would worry that they would go, now we can just do space travels, and it's basically a CG movie of him fighting space aliens, a la Green Lantern.
The best superhero movie of all time. Why are you concerned?
Because
that's
you
fantastic.
Can't beat the Green Lantern. Oh, okay, it's the perfect superhero movie.
Sorry, punch you in the face. Sorry, yeah, okay, I understand. All right, when you put it that way, I totally get you there. Let me kick it over to the Dioganator again. He goes, if JJ does join, then great. He's been working on Flyby, which is apparently a rumor he was working on a Superman movie called Flyby, which is supposed to be standalone. Before it got turned into Superman Returns, that was the whole idea that got turned into Superman Returns with Brendan Root.
Yeah.
So maybe this could be good. But I don't know of the rumors, so I don't wish to think about it too much. So that's the idea he's going with there.
I've said as well, we could do it with a Red Sun movie.
Yes, yeah, that's a good point. A Red Sun
movie would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it kind of fits with, you know, they're doing the Crisis of Infinite Earth. So that's already primed people for alternate timeline type things.
Mm-hmm.
We can just do an alternate timeline when Henry Cavill crashed in Russia.
Yes, yeah.
I got a movie. I got a Red Sun movie already written up, boys.
JJ, Kevin, and Tom, hit us up in the Discord server. You guys are clearly watching right now.
Yeah,
and all the guys that are watching, all our bros, you can tweet them as well. Feel exactly. free to tweet them the video. We'll be talking to you guys in Hollywood from now on.
That's it.
Oh, man. I'm excited for both of them. I'm obviously more excited for the Superman stuff, being a huge Superman fan that I am.
Are you a Superman fan?
I try to hide it. Much like the origin story of Batman, no one really knows what happens to his parents.
Right.
It's never touched upon in any of the movies.
No.
Especially not at the beginning of every trilogy.
It's a very niche thing. You gotta be a super diehard fan. I guess the diehard Conversations fans, maybe they know.
Possibly.
You're a Superman.
I'm sure most of them still don't know as well. It's not like we have like a dedicated Superman.
It's kind of a big reveal.
Reveal here, guys. I'm a Superman fan. That's right.
You're out and proud.
That's it. I'm out and proud. It makes it sound so bad. Yeah, I'm really excited for that. However, it does trouble me knowing that information about that they might not go with Henry Cavill. Not that it needs to be him.
No, but who else do you pick?
Exactly.
I really can't think of anyone else.
The only person is Tom Welling, but he won't do it.
Maybe Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer might be a shout, but other than him, and Tom Welling as Old Man Superman.
Yeah.
They're the only two. In fairness, that's two possible alternatives. Out of 7 billion people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, there might be some people that we don't know of that could fill the role.
I honestly don't see it. I really think it's got to be one. Really, I think it's got to be Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
And then maybe them two. I'll take them two as my, like, no offense, but like my backup movie Supermen.
Yeah.
I'm also a little bit worried about the Star Wars thing.
Yeah?
Just from the idea of, like, what are they going to go with?
Yeah, it's puzzling, isn't it?
The likelihood that they go with My Sidious prequel idea or Tyler's Darth Vader movie is low.
Yeah.
Realistically. Because those are good.
Because those are good, that's why, that's a good way of putting it. If it's good, it's not going to happen. All right, man, that's all we've got time to talk about today. Should we move on to our next topic, bro?
Let's do it.
Let's move on to our movie club.
Oh, yeah, movie club.
Woo!
Subscribe.
I'm right.
Yeah.